Bucks win and advance the divisional round of the 2021 NFL playoffs, but at what cost? We share the latest on the injury front, review the action from the 31-15 Tampa Bay win, hand out some game balls, and we hear from you, Bucks Nation, right now on the Locked On Bucks podcast. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bucks Nation? Welcome to today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast. We thank you for making us your first listen or your first view every single day. If you're joining us over on YouTube, remember, we are free and we are available on all platforms, including YouTube, and of course, pretty much any audio platform you want to dive into it on. My name is David Harrison, one of the hosts here of the Locked On Bucks podcast. My co-host, James Jarko, off for this episode, this Victory Monday episode following the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win, but you can follow him on Twitter at @JYarko_Bucks. I'm at @DHarrison82. The show is at Locked On Bucks. Both of us are writers for SB Nation's BucksNation.com, covering your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Find that on Twitter as well if you want, @Bucks_Nation. Coming into the 2021 postseason, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hadn't been the home team for a playoff game since January of 2008. Remember, the Super Bowl 55, which the Buccaneers obviously won and, of course, played in Tampa, Florida, considered a neutral site game. So technically, the Buccaneers were not the hosts. So this game against Philadelphia Eagles happening on Sunday was the first game that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers franchise hosted since January of 2008, coming off of the 2007 regular season. And thanks to that 31-15 win over the Philadelphia Eagles, Tampa Bay is going to get to do it again next weekend, we presume on Sunday. Obviously, we want to talk about the win, but we first and foremost, as great as the win was, we need to talk about the concerns coming out of the victory. And of course, we're talking about the health of all-pro right tackle Tristan Wirfs and center Ryan Jensen. Now, Ryan Jensen injured during the game, came back in the game, played, looked okay, looked pretty good. Very, very tough individual. So you kind of assume it's a little bit dangerous. You don't want to do that all the time, but you kind of assume that if Ryan Jensen can come back and finish the game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, help lead the way to the wild card round victory, that he'll probably be able to play in the divisional round next weekend. Of course, we'll keep an eye on that as well as every other injury, including the potential return of running back Leonard Fournette. More on that to follow. But Tristan Wirfs, the all-pro right tackle, first team, first year being selected as an all-pro member. He's the big concern. Tristan Wirfs left the game five plays in on the fifth play, the very first drive of the game for the Buccaneers, injured his ankle, returned a little bit later for a very small stretch. It was very obvious he wasn't good. Very obvious he probably shouldn't be on the field. He gave up a sack on quarterback Tom Brady that you never want to see, and was pretty much ruled out immediately after that. Kudos to Tristan for trying to tough it out for his win. It's the postseason, the playoffs. You go out there, you leave it out. All out on the field, but it was very obvious that he shouldn't be out there anymore. And quite honestly, in that condition was more of a hindrance and a liability to the health of quarterback Tom Brady than anything else. After the game, Bruce Arians, of course, confirmed that it was an ankle injury. We already knew that during the game, but also said that the team would, quote unquote, be working on that ankle nonstop. And I can tell you this, guys, you look at the adrenaline from the injury, you look at it, all that stuff. I tore my ankle early on in my military career. And I can tell you right now, that's a huge problem. Of course, ankles are always an issue. Since he tried to play again and he was able at least to go out there, put some weight on and all that stuff, that kind of bodes well for the following week. But again, going back to my own injury, in the immediate aftermath, the pain is kind of the biggest part. The ankle actually, you know, it swells up depending on how severe the injury is to stabilizing. So you almost feel a little bit stronger. Once the swelling goes down and the adrenaline kind of goes away, that's really when the pain kicks in. That's when some of the instability, depending on what the injury is. Now, me, I tore everything in my ankle, so there was no, you know, I could barely walk for quite a while, let alone try to play any type of athletics or do anything super physical. Obviously, Tristan is not in that situation, or he wouldn't have been able to walk back onto the field as big as he is. But once the adrenaline goes away, once the swelling, if there is any, goes down, that's when they'll really get to find out what's going on there. And again, as Coach Arian said, going to do everything they can to get that injury right before next weekend and the divisional round of the playoffs. Good news again. It looks like the Buccaneers are probably going to play on Sunday, so at least they have a full week to work on this instead of trying to face maybe a Saturday game, which obviously gives you a day less, even on a home game where you don't have to travel, still a disadvantage. But outside of those injuries, outside of Ryan Jensen, outside of Tristan Wirfs, those are the two main ones. Obviously, you're going to have some bumps and bruises and some other things, but those are kind of the two main injuries that we were looking at following this game. A lot of good happening on the field for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Quarterback Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, should be the MVP, considering the fact that Aaron Rodgers got unanimous votes for the first team All-Pro spot for quarterbacks. Doesn't really give me a lot of confidence that they're going to do the right thing and vote Tom Brady the MVP. But he was in action while Aaron Rodgers sitting at home waiting eventually for the San Francisco 49ers. Tom goes 29 for 37, 271 yards and two touchdowns. One to Gronk, his old partner in crime. Everybody knows Gronk. And one to Mike Evans. Mike Evans, franchise playoff record, 9 catches in the game, 117 yards to go along with that score, that somersault into the end zone for the touchdown. Everybody loves, of course, seeing Mike do that. And better yet, he's healthy while he's doing it. Defensively, Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers defense holding the Philadelphia Eagles' number one rushing attack to less than 50 yards on the ground through three quarters and less than 100 yards on the day. Just 5 for 14 conversions on third down for the Philadelphia Eagles offense. And more importantly, or what contributes to that overall number, Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers defense holding Philadelphia to, or forcing Philadelphia rather, to face 10 of those 14 third down attempts from distances of third and six or more. So not just winning on third down, a lot of times winning on first, winning on second down as well, putting the Philadelphia Eagles run heavy offense into third and six or more was obviously not a running down. Not so great in the fourth quarter, end of the third. Bruce Arians also talked about that in the post-game press conference. I think everybody, you know, you have those two scoring drives that they give up. Not very pretty. But I think the silver lining to that, really, the game is pretty much already in hand at that point, right? And I think what it does, what this does, is it gives Todd Bowles and his crew some teachable moments that they can pull from the wild card round as they get their unit ready for the divisional round moving forward into next weekend. That's going to wrap up our first segment here, guys. We've got 14 voicemails that we received from members of Bucs Nation after this game. Hugely supportive. We absolutely love it, guys. We're going to hear every single one of them. James and I will listen to every single one of them, but we can only play as many as we can get to. As always, we will do our best, and we appreciate all of you that called in. We're going to hear from one now, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do an after-action review of James's and my keys to the game for victory that we gave last week before the game. We're going to identify our players and our plays of the game. But first, before we do that, of course, let's get to our first call. And to do it, let's head across the pond.
Hey, guys, it's Paddy from Devon, England. Unfortunately, I'm coming to you this week with a broken ankle. Had a bit of a nasty accident at work on Friday. I'm on crutches, but I'm still dancing around my living room like Jameis Winston was when he beat us in the Superdome. I mean, something that I didn't want to relive. But hey, who's having the last laugh now? We got a playoff. A playoff game and a playoff win. Fantastic performance by everyone. Fourth quarter, a little bit shaky. I just heard Bruce Arians say in one of the post-game interviews how he thought we played amazing on defense except for the fourth quarter. And yeah, I agree, but you know, we probably just sort of toned it down a bit. We knew that the win was in the bag, so don't want any more injuries. Losing Tristan, man, that's big. Hopefully it's nothing too major. I don't really know, but he's such a key part of that offensive line. He's so fantastic. All pro. He's played every snap for the last 2 years. I mean, we're going to miss him. We are going to miss him. So all the best to Tristan. But hey, we still went out there and he went out early and we still managed to put together a real solid performance on both offense and defense. So well done to all the team. And hey, Bucs Nation, enjoy this, man. You don't know what's coming next week, but I am full of hope. We look great. I don't fear many people going forward if we can keep playing like that. But that is the key. We got to keep this momentum up. Cannot take our foot off the pedal. You got to play until that final whistle. So enjoy it, Bucs fans. And hopefully see you next week with another win. Let's go, Bucks.
It's a new year, and that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bars into your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and in a lot of cases, even better than candy bars. And they're going to help you stick to those resolutions because they're going to taste so good. You're going to want to eat them. You're going to feel like you're cheating almost, but in fact, you're actually eating healthier, which is sometimes boring, but not when it's covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain just 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 net carbs. while packing 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. So here's an idea. Get rid of your candy stash. Replace it with a Built Bar stash. So when you're craving a snack or a treat, whatever you want, you can grab something that will treat you, but it's also healthy and still tastes incredible. If you're not a fan of working out, but you still want to get healthier, simply replacing candy with Built Bars will help you achieve that goal. With so many flavors to choose from, coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, and Built is dropping new occasional seasonal flavors every single month. So check Built.com often to see what's new. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Before we hit the next segment, let's hear one more voicemail from another member of Bucks Nation.
What's up, Bucks Nation? JT from Texas. Just got done watching the game. Oh, it was great. Everything went great. Not that many penalties. Got to move the ball how we wanted to move the ball. All the young ones stepped up. Everything looked great. Ready to watch this Cowboys game. See which one ends up winning, whether it's the 49ers going to Green Bay or we're getting Dallas. Ready to see who the next one to fall will be. All right. We'll see y'all later. Go Bucks.
Thanks for making the Locked On Bucks podcast your first listener, your first view every single day, free and available on all platforms. I'm your host for today's Victory Monday episode, David Harrison. Find me on Twitter at DHarrison82. My co-host, James Jarko, off for this episode, but find him on Twitter at JYarko_Bucks. Both of us writing for BucksNation.com, that on Twitter at Bucks_Nation, the show at Locked On Bucks. Sorry to hear about the ankle, Patty. We appreciate you calling in. Hopefully in your dancing, you didn't re-injure that ankle. Again, I kind of talked about my own ankle injury. I know how dealing with those can be. So happy healing to you. Rest up and definitely don't dance too much, but dance as much as you need to. Looks like the injury bug is biting the fan base as well as the players and coaches surrounding the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And thanks, of course, to JT out of Texas, who just got done, if my timing is right, watching the Dallas Cowboys fall to the San Francisco 49ers, meaning Jimmy G is taking his guys to Lambeau Field next week. And the winner of Monday night's Rams and Cardinals matchup is going to head to Tampa. It also means I can't record Tuesday's episode until after that game. So rip my sleep schedule, but it's okay. I get paid money to do this. We'll get to that in due time. But right now, guys, let's get to our keys to victory after action review. And I'm kind of doing this on my own. I really didn't talk about this with James. It was kind of a good idea, Ferry, that hit me a little bit earlier today. So let's recap the keys to victory, right? James's key to victory last week was run the ball. Now, ideally, and we aren't alone, Troy Aikman, Joe Buck definitely expected Leonard Fournette to be active for that Buccaneers game. We expected him to be active for that Buccaneers game because he was our thumbnail for our Friday episode was literally Leonard Fournette. The tagline on the thumbnail said, don't call it a comeback. Well, you can't call it a comeback because he didn't come back. So maybe we'll recycle that next weekend. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. But either way, James wanted to see the Buccaneers run the ball. He mentioned that the last time these two teams faced off, the Buccaneers and the Eagles, Tampa Bay actually outrushed the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, talking to Louis DiBiase of the Locked On Eagles podcast during the crossover last week, he did mention it. At the time, the Philadelphia Eagles were trying to kind of see what Jalen Hurts had as a passer. Kind of since that point, they rededicated themselves to being a run-first team. That's where you see that number one rushing offense ranking come in to play. But still, in this game, the Buccaneers outrushed the Philadelphia Eagles 106 yards to 95 as a team. The Buccaneers ended up running the ball 31 times in the game compared to just 17 for Philadelphia. We'll get to that a little bit more here in a second. And they end up holding the ball, the Buccaneers offense, for a 33-27 minute time of possession advantage. Offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich's run pass split, it wasn't quite 50-50, right? But it was 30-42 run to pass, which is pretty balanced compared to a lot of other games we've seen him call in, especially around the NFL in this era of passing. Because of this, the Bucs ran 10 more plays than the Eagles did and gained 7 more first downs. Now, coming into the early part of the game, it was reported the Buccaneers kind of acknowledged that, you know, before the game, that they needed to run more in the postseason than they had during the regular season. Something that James and I have talked about several times and that we've kind of voiced our opinions on. So how do we build on this moving forward, this success? Well, for starters, you got to get healthy. You got to get Leonard Fournette back. You got to get Ronald Jones back. And you got to come in with the same balance, same dedication to running the ball, combined with the experience and confidence that Keyshawn Vaughn and Giovanni Bernard are now going to have after being key contributors to Buccaneers' success. And the four of their powers combined, right? I kind of want to go Captain Planet on this. With the four of their powers combined, could give the Buccaneers a running strength that we haven't seen recently outside of places like Tennessee. I don't think we're going to get to that extent necessarily, but I think you guys know where I'm going with that. So that's James' key to victory, kind of how, what he expected to go down, what actually happened, and kind of where the Buccaneers can take that result moving forward. My key to victory, if you remember, was scoring early. And obviously everybody wants to score early, but against this opponent specifically, I said the Buccaneers needed to score early. You needed to do it. Put the pressure on Philly, on Jalen Hurts, his first postseason career start, to score not only early as well, but to score in bunches and keep up in a heavyweight fight. 17 points in the first four possessions for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Really wanted to get to that third touchdown, guys. Really wanted them to get to 21 points in the first half, because if you go back to week six, the Buccaneers put up 21 points in that first half. And I actually went as far as to say they needed to basically replicate that production in this game in order to give themselves the best chance to come out with a win. So had they scored a third touchdown instead of settling for that field goal, really would have made me look really smart. But as it is, the Buccaneers still able to pull off 17 points in their first four possessions while Philly had none. Eventually, Tampa Bay builds a 31-0 lead and force Nick, I don't shake hands, Sirianni, and Jalen Hurts to all but abandon the run game. Bottom line, guys, if Jalen Hurts is throwing six more passes in this game than Tom Brady, when your offense ran 10 fewer plays in total, and it's in a playoff game, then you know Tom Brady's guys are winning. Achieving this key to victory helped open the door to accomplishing James's key to victory, keeping the ball on the ground as much as possible, pounding away, not only putting points up on the board to pressure the Eagles, but then shrink the game, control the clock, and basically choke them out of the running game. And absolutely worked. And his key to the game, coupled with my key to the game, equaled a Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. The way the Buccaneers can build on my key of the game: figure out the defenses or the differences between the hot starts and the slow starts. Byron Leftwich mentioned it last week before the game, that sometimes when they come out and they don't score in the first drive of the game, it's like they go the first four drives or so and they don't score any points. They just kind of get stuck in this rut. Whereas you have other games like this one where they come out and score on three of their first four of their first five, or their first four, or whatever it is. It seems we basically either see Tampa Bay score on their first handful of drives consistently or not at all. It's feast or famine. There's no middle ground. Well, hunt out the differences. If you're quality control coach, offensive coach, position coach, a player watching film, hunt out the differences of when you struggle to start out hot and when you do start out hot. And if you come out in the divisional round and the opposing defense does well and they make you come out to a slow start, reach into that bag of differences, those nuances, and adjust earlier to get some points. Even if they don't come until the second or third drive, find a way to get some points earlier than maybe going to your fourth or fifth and staying in that rut a little bit longer. So those are keys to victory after action review from James' key to victory, my key to victory. I think that went pretty well. We'll see what James thinks of it. Maybe that'll become a part of the show moving forward. But for right now, something that's been a part of the show, something that's going to remain a part of the show, is you guys. So we're going to hear from another member of Bucks Nation, another Bucks fan, and then we're going to come back for one more segment to handle some game balls and pick our plays of the game.
Fire the cannon, boys! Down go the Eagles! Down go the Eagles! God, that feels good to say. I have hated the Eagles. That's all the heartbreak McNabb and them caused us about 20 years ago, man. Matt from Morven, Georgia here. What a game. Love seeing the beat down today. Defense played great. Great to see Levante and JPP and Shaq come back. Hey, running game looked good today. Bernard and Vaughn, they did a great job out there. We get old Fournette back, and we might have something going. But, hey, it's good to see special teams coming up big today. We haven't seen much of that this year as under Bruce Arians. But really pumped, too, to see Mike Evans being real involved and coming up big today. You know, injuries, man. A little freaked out by all the injuries. I hope Wirfs and Wells and Jensen can bounce back and are okay. Yeah, even old Bruce was out there playing through injuries, slapping Andrew Adams around and stuff. Oh, what a crazy day. But, hey, we got Locked On Bucks playoff coverage for a postseason victory Monday. Don't get much better than that. Fire the cannons, boys! Go Bucks!
BetOnline wants to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march into the playoffs towards the Super Bowl. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action in 2022. New year, new updated desktop and mobile websites for you to go to. Sign up today and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by just using the promo code LOCKEDON when you get started. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up. Make your first deposit. You'll get a 50% welcome bonus on that deposit. They've got football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, and your favorite Vegas casino games. So don't wait. Take advantage of everything available in 2022. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. Before we kick over to our third segment of the day, let's hear from our guy, Tyler from Boston.
What's up, boys? Tyler from Boston, but in Tampa for the game. I couldn't miss this rivalry between Philly and, man, it's, you know, we're in the fourth quarter right now, winning up big. And I mean, what a game. The defense showed up. They played great. I know we lost a couple of, really key players in Jensen and Wirfs, although they look like they're, you know, trying to power through things. And, I mean, just unbelievable atmosphere here in Tampa. This is so great, and I'd encourage anybody else out there who wants to come down to Tampa to see this run, absolutely do it. It's such a good atmosphere, family atmosphere, just so electric, and I just love our Bucks, man. This is a great run. Go Bucks.
Final segment here, Locked On Bucks Podcast, Victory Monday edition of the Locked On Bucks Podcast. David Harrison, your solo host for this episode, on Twitter at dharrison82, my co-host James Yarko on Twitter at jyarko_bucks. Both of us are writers for bucksnation.com, on Twitter at bucks_nation. The show at Locked On Bucks. Thanks to Matt and Tyler. Always love the energy from Matt following a Bucks win. And Tyler, congrats on getting down to see Tommy in Florida. And yeah, if you guys haven't been to Tampa or to Ray J, I gotta say 10 out of 10, definitely recommend. Every time I'm in town, I come down from the press box, I walk around the stadium, I walk around the seating areas. I go visit as many Bucks fans as I can, as I get contacted from. Last time I was in town, I think I went and saw Brent and Wren down there in the club level, hung out with them a little bit before kickoff. Just look around the stadium, man. Just kind of see everybody walk around, how excited people are. Even when things weren't always going so great, the atmosphere is a great one, like Tyler said. So congrats. And I'll tell you what, honestly, not only is it an experience that every Bucks fan should have, but it blows my mind. And I'm sure that James would echo the sentiment that, you know, Tyler, you specifically in this instance, but really all of you guys are out there. You're living your lives. I mean, you're in Florida. You're, you know, away from home on vacation, essentially, and you're enjoying this once in a lifetime kind of experience, a playoff atmosphere game. And in the midst of it all, you guys think of us. And I mean, it's absolutely humbling and mind blowing that not only do you guys let us into your lives on an almost daily basis, hopefully a daily basis, multiple times per week anyway, basis. But also that you think of us during some of these big moments in your life. It's amazing. We appreciate you guys, just like we appreciate our players of the game and our plays of the game. That's what we're going to get into right now. So even though James couldn't be here, he was still messaging me, shooting me his picks and everything. And his play of the game is the Mike Edwards interception. And at the point of the game here, the Buccaneers are leading 17-0. The Eagles have the ball at the Tampa 21-yard line following a big explosive completion from quarterback Jalen Hurts to wide receiver Quez Watkins, starting to build a little bit of momentum with less than a minute to go in the first half. If they score, not only do the Eagles trim the lead down to a 2-score lead, but they get the ball back to start the second half. So a little bit of momentum, some points on the board, and, you know, we've seen this kind of thing happen before where NFL teams can kind of start to get rolling. So when Mike Edwards intercepts Jalen Hurts two plays later after the Quez Watkins completion just inside their own end zone, it's huge. And it keeps the shutout alive, at least for that moment. It halts all the momentum that the Eagles had been building. A huge play. And, of course, coming from Mike Edwards, my guys, Mike and Gabe, that I talk to every game day and really throughout the week, both of them in our Twitter DM that we interact on, called Mike Edwards getting a big interception. So I had to give them shout outs on Twitter as I did. It was incredible to see that come to fruition after those guys predicted it in the DMs. My play of the game, as big as that Mike Edwards play was, is going to be the Mike Evans touchdown catch from Tom Brady, the somersault touchdown that you guys saw there. Comes right off the heels of the Buccaneers' second interception off of Jalen Hurts. which is a big play of the game candidate by itself, right? But a 36-yard completion for a score was the only the Buccaneers' third explosive play of the game up to that point. And after the Ryan Succop extra point makes it 31-0. Basically, after that point, the game is over. Like, you know, some more things happened, obviously. But basically, once that happens, the game is over. Really, the only question was, would Philly come back and make it a little bit interesting down the stretch or not? But whatever, the outcome was pretty much never in doubt after that moment. So that's my play of the game. Our players of the game, I went with Mike Edwards, the guy who made the play that James picked for his play of the game is my player of the game. Led the team with 9 tackles combined, had the interception that James talked about and that just broke down there, and stepped up big time for a defense that hasn't had a lot of consistency in health and roster construction. Sean Murphy Bunting missing from this game as well. Jamel Dean also had a very strong game, but really the interception and leading the team in tackles kind of did it for me. Jordan Whitehead was flying around. A lot of candidates in this game, guys, but a huge confidence builder, I think, for Mike and for the defense heading into next weekend. And when you consider, listen, Mike was suspended along with Antonio Brown for those 3 games. We saw the way one of those guys came back. We see the way Mike Edwards has come back. Great to see that young fella kind of not so much rebounding. I think he really had to rebound so much, but coming through for his team after that moment. For James, his player of the game, Giovanni Bernard, the veteran running back, had 13 carries for 44 yards. Add to it 5 catches for 39 yards. That's a total of 18 touches for 83 yards of total offense. A big-time step-up game for the veteran who was getting his first NFL action since early December when he left very early. I think he had 1 touch in the game against the Falcons in early December before he left injured. So great to see Gio coming back and stepping up for his team as well. Before we wrap up today's Victory Monday episode, guys, let's get one more member of Bucks. Like I said, you guys called in droves, so let's get one more caller in before we wrap this thing up.
Yo, Fire the Cannons, this is Anthony from California, and I just want to give a quick shout-out. No questions today, but a couple quick shout-outs. Defense showed up. Running back stable, Keyshawn Vaughn, literally looked good. And Giovanni Bernard, I was kind of wondering where Le'Veon Bell was at, but you know what, we just got by just fine. And also, too, special teams, they really came up on some big moments. You know, hopefully, we get the same production out of special teams next week. But, you know, it was a good game. Hoping Wirfs is all right. You know, Josh Wells was also playing hurt, so hopefully if we are – playing one next week, worse or well, hopefully they're both fully healthy, or at least we're able to get the most out of them. But happy now. The Eagles, the sneaky good, and they looked really good at the very last moment. But glad to get that job. All right, have a good day, guys. Fire the cannon.
All right, Anthony out in California. Great to hear you sounding so happy, man, celebrating this victory Monday after the Buccaneers win. And look, I know there were some Buccaneers fans that were nervous about this game, looked at it as a trap game, or that the Philadelphia Eagles, like you said, were sneaky good. So I know there were some nervous people coming into this weekend that are now celebrating. Patty, JT, Matt, Tyler, Anthony. I mean, guys, we got England, Texas, Georgia, Boston in Tampa, and California. I absolutely love it. Bucs Nation is literally everywhere. We couldn't appreciate you guys more. We've got even more of that. We got through 5 in this episode, so we've got 9 more that we still have to play or still have to try to get through, and we're going to get more overnight, and then we always get more Monday morning. So, again, we will get to as many of them as we can before we fully turn the page onto the next opponent. And once we find out who that opponent is, hey, look, if you got a take on that, by all means, drop it in. I want to thank you again for making today's episode of Locked On Bucs Podcast your first listen or your first view of the day. I am David Harrison. I've been your host on Twitter at dharrison82. My co-host James Yarko at jarko_bucks was off for this episode. We're both writers for bucksnation.com, on Twitter at bucks_nation, the show at Locked On Bucks. Make sure you come back tomorrow. We're going to discuss more from the Buccaneers wildcard win. We're going to share some takeaways from the weekend. We're going to get into Bruce Arians and the hot water he may or may not have gotten himself into with some folks, especially on Twitter right now. We'll see if any sprinkling of news comes out that it might go further. If you know what I'm talking about and want to weigh in, drop us a line, drop us an email. If you don't, then make sure you come by tomorrow's episode. We'll get y'all caught up on the news and the notes. Send those questions, send those takes to LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com, or call in and leave a voicemail like so many of you like to do. Hear yourself on this show, 813-444-5844. 8144541. Again, 813-444-5841. Let us know who you are. Let us know where you're from. And let us know what you think. For your second listen of the day, check out the Locked On Bets podcast, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling, just like Locked On Bucks, free and available on all platforms. Until we speak again, ladies and gentlemen, it's Victory Monday. Celebrate, but go out there and do it safely. Be kind to one another. Wash your hands. Fire the cannons. Thank you for joining me right here at Locked On Bucks.